the situation unfolding between Israel and Turkey over Syrian territory, right now, is one of those slow-building confrontations that suddenly looks very fast. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz issued a direct public warning to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Thursday, accusing him of dragging Turkey into what he called dangerous adventures in Syria. That warning came after Israel conducted strikes on a Syrian airbase, strikes that Israel tacitly acknowledged that they say was being prepared to receive Turkish troops. Let me be precise about what that means. This isn't Israel striking Syrian government forces, and it's not striking a militia proxy. Israel struck infrastructure that Turkey intended to use, and then publicly told the president of a NATO member state not to test their resolve.
The diplomatic weight of that is extraordinary. Turkey and Israel have had a contentious relationship for years. It deteriorated badly after October 7, 2023, and Erdogan has been one of the most vocal critics of Israeli military operations in Gaza. But Katz's statement moves beyond criticism of policy into what sounds like a direct deterrence message. You don't issue that kind of warning unless you're prepared to back it up, and you don't issue it unless you believe the other side might actually push forward.
The context in Syria matters enormously here. Since Bashar al-Assad's government collapsed in late 2024, Syria has become a kind of contested vacuum where multiple powers are projecting influence simultaneously. Turkey has been the dominant external actor in northern Syria for years, but with the new governing structure in Damascus still consolidating, Erdogan appears to be positioning for a larger footprint, possibly including use of the very airbase that Israel just struck. Israel's calculation seems to be that any Turkish military infrastructure in Syria represents a potential threat vector that they are unwilling to tolerate, regardless of NATO membership.
And that's the thread that makes this so complicated from a Western alliance perspective. Turkey is a NATO member. If Israel strikes Turkish military assets or facilities intended for Turkish troops, that creates an obligation question that nobody in Brussels or Washington wants to answer publicly. The United States has defense commitments to Turkey under Article 5 of the NATO Treaty. Israel is America's closest ally in the region. You cannot fully honor both simultaneously if these two countries continue moving toward direct confrontation over Syrian territory.
Erdogan hasn't responded to Katz's statement yet as of our recording, but his track record suggests he won't back down quietly. He staked significant political capital domestically on projecting strength in the Arab world, and Turkey's Syria policy is central to how he's positioned himself regionally. The question isn't whether he'll respond. It's whether he responds through diplomatic channels, through acceleration of the military positioning that prompted the strikes, or through something that raises the stakes further.
What I keep coming back to is that Israel has essentially declared a red line over a specific category of military activity by a NATO country. That's a genuinely novel assertion of preemptive authority, and how the international community responds to it, or doesn't, will shape the rules of engagement in post-Assad Syria for years. The fact that this story isn't dominating every front page tells you something about how normalized Israeli strikes in Syrian territory have become. But the Turkey dimension makes this categorically different from previous incidents.
The one signal I'd watch for is what happens on August 29th, when Turkey was reportedly planning troop movements that may have been connected to that airbase. If the timeline proceeds anyway, using different infrastructure or a different location, that tells you Erdogan interpreted the strike as a temporary obstacle. If there's a pause, that tells you Katz's message landed.